The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We spoke a little bit earlier in the show about this bike shed. So, if you're wondering what the story is, Ken Fox has this. It's featured in quite a few newspapers today, but Ken Fox put in a Freedom of Information request to find out how much a new bike shed cost that was built in Leinster House. It's a bike shed for 18 bicycles, so if you can imagine that, 18 bicycles can fit into it. Apparently it's not entirely enclosed because some TDs have already given out and say they don't use it because the elements still get in at their bicycles and they're rusting away in this bike shed. So it's a kind of a cantilevered roof over a few stands that 18 bikes in total can be locked underneath. €335,000. 335 grand. It's about how much it costs to build a three-bed semi in Dublin. Now, three-bed semi will go for an awful lot more. The asking price is different. But the build cost is about 335 grand in the capital city. Slightly more, but, you know, gives you a sense of what they've spent on a bicycle shelter. That is what it has been, a total. Shay Lally is with me, quantity surveyor. Shay, how big a bike shelter would you build, do you reckon, for 335 grand?
One that's an awful lot bigger than the current one that's in Leinster House, that's for sure. It's, I suppose, the initial reaction from people is that it's outrageous, really, the cost of what it is. And I suppose, as you said there, like, the bikes are still exposed to the elements, which isn't ideal, particularly if you're an avid cyclist and you have a good quality bike, you know?
Yeah, you can spend kind of 5 minutes less on Google and you'll find companies in Ireland that build these types of bike shelters, and there's lots of them because they build them for schools and hospitals and offices and public buildings as well, anywhere where there's people going to be cycling and leaving their bikes. So they're not uncommon, these companies, and you can get prices pretty quickly as well. And I struggle to find one offering me a price anywhere near that, and that included ones with doors and swipe card access only.
Yeah, no, it is outrageous. Like, just to put it into perspective, as you touched on there, like, to build a three-bed semi-detached house, like, you'd get that for that amount of money. I run a platform called Houses to Restore on Instagram, and people are always asking me, you know, renovation costs, how much would it cost to renovate a house? And, like, you'd renovate a large house to a good standard for that money as well. So it is, in truth, absolutely astronomical. There's one or two small elements that aren't necessarily clear from that figure. It's not clear if it includes, say, a design fee. But even still, it still doesn't justify the amount of money, you know?
So there's kind of elements as well that are peculiar to the building. So they had to spend $3,000 on archaeological services. And look, yes. I actually get that. I mean, if you're going to kind of dig up around Leinster House, you know, I think it's kind of fair that you bring in archaeologists and you kind of do it properly. You don't want to wreck anything that you might come across. And, you know, it's a historic building. So I guess any design as well, you don't want it to kind of jar and stand out to a huge degree and look completely incongruous. But I mean, even allowing for that, I mean, I'm nowhere near 335 grand in my head.
I know. Like, I think when I saw it initially, like, you think they'd comfortably do it for a third of that money, like, very, very comfortably, including everything, you know? Like, you'd be down more, like, say, €100,000. You'd imagine with the glass that they put in, the steel they've put in, there would have been groundworks involved then to support that steel, you know? I haven't seen it up close, but they do seem to be, you know, large steel upstands, if you like. So obviously you'd need good groundworks to support all them. But the other side of it is, Kieran, is, like, typically when you build something and you'd put a cost behind it, you'd kind of say, well, okay, what's this coming out at? And if it's over budget or it just seems crazy, you do some value engineering. So you'd look and say, okay, well, how can we kind of create the same look, if you like, for a cheaper cost? So that might be a case of fitting more standard size glass paneling. Another side of it that isn't clear is, like, when it was put out to tender and what the deadline was, because that might have, I suppose, prevented some contractors from putting a tender in. And it might have also meant that the contractor who did secure the work might have had to go further afield to secure maybe the glass that was required on time. And as a result, that added to the price. But again, it's an absolute astronomical price. And the design is not dissimilar to some bush shelters you'll see, you know, like if you travel up the Clontarf Road there, they've redone the bike lane. Loads of people will be familiar with it. And there's a couple of really nice looking bush shelters there, to be fair. And some of them aren't dissimilar to that, you know. So,
I hope they didn't cost 300 grand each.
I have no idea. I don't know what they cost, but I wouldn't imagine they did either.
No, listen, Shay, thanks a million for talking us through that and guess shedding some light on it from a professional point of view and confirming at least what most of us suspected. 300 grand seems absolutely astronomical. That's not just us, folks. The professionals think so too. Shay Lally, quantity surveyor.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.